Welcome to episode 4 of Normalized. I am back, yes, for my once in a year podcast episode. Just kidding, I'm going to be more consistent in posting because now I have no choice. Anyways, today we are going to be reading spicy DMs that I got on my Normalized podcast Instagram account. If you want your story to be featured in the next podcast episode, just DM it. Let's start off with the first DM. Hey Brianna, so basically me and my boyfriend have been dating for about a year now, and he's the most perfect boyfriend ever. He's not dry, he's not mean, he always has so much energy, and he genuinely seems excited to talk to me. However, lately he's been busy with school, and he rarely spends time with me and calls me. I'm not sure if I should leave him alone or if I'm asking for too much. I'ma be real. Yes, it is nice to have somebody that is excited to talk to you and not be dry in conversations, but like, that's the bare minimum. A man wanting to talk to you is the bare minimum. You didn't mention any gifts, you didn't mention any dates, you didn't mention any flowers, so other than you guys having good conversations, where is he also putting in the effort? The question is, I'm not sure if I should leave him alone or if I'm asking for too much attention. Whether you are asking for too much or not depends on if you're codependent or if your partner can't even meet the bare minimum. If you feel like you have to be attached at the hip and always be talking and texting or else you don't feel well, then yes, that is an issue of codependency. But asking for your partner to put effort into you is not asking for too much. And it's so sad that some of you girls feel this way. This applies to anything. I've had issues with this as well, where like, I really want to talk to somebody, but they're just so busy, and it's just like, oh no, am I bothering them? Am I annoying them? Maybe they just can't spend time with me. And the thing is, like, let's stop with the excuses, because yes, being busy definitely means that you might have to isolate yourself to get things done. But if you are worth it, somebody's going to manage their time for you. And let's say somebody is really busy. You could still call somebody for 10 minutes. Like the other day, I wanted to talk to this guy and I'm like, oh, can we video call? And he's like, oh, I'm so tired. And I was like, 10 minutes. And he called me for 10 minutes. It was way more than that. But the point is, like, somebody can give you 10 minutes, 15 minutes of their time. I'm definitely the type of person who loves to text all day. That's not everybody. My best friend, she is not much of a texter, but she makes time to meet me, and I try to make time to meet her. My other friends, they're on the other side of the Bay Area, and we don't really hang out as often, but there have been plenty of times where they were busy, and they still made time to come all the way over here to stay with me, so I honestly don't feel like you're asking for too much. Also, all the nice things you said about him, sorry, but to be real, it just sounds like the bare minimum. If he's being very dry and he's really busy, if we give him the benefit of the doubt, my advice is to communicate, hey, I really miss you. You should come see me this weekend. Hey, I know you're really busy and you're studying. How about we both go study at the library? Study dates are so cute. You guys can go to the library for 2 to 3 hours. Then you go get boba or a little snack. And then you go back to the library. If he's been busy all day and he has no energy, like, you could literally just like come over and cuddle or come over and watch a movie. Like, it really doesn't matter. If quality time is so important to you, then make sure that those needs are met. Now, you didn't specify this was an online relationship or not, but if it's an in-person one, they could definitely make the time. And even if they're busy, work alongside with them. When me and my best friend were really busy with school, but I still wanted to meet her because I missed her so much, we decided to go study at the library. And even though we weren't speaking to each other, it was so nice to be around her. So busyness is never an excuse at all. Sorry, babes. So to sum it up, communicate your needs. Know you're not asking for too much. And if after he doesn't make any time to text you, if he can't even spend 5 minutes to text you back, 10 minutes, 15 minute call, or he can't study with you or work alongside with you or have you around, then you have your answer, babes. And that is walking away. Right, so for the second DM, this is about friendship problems. This listener wrote, so, I had a friend for 5 years, but she was the most toxic person I've ever known. I caught her talking to every person I was interested in, trying her best to make sure they ended up hating me. I felt embarrassed. Even her exes were sending me screenshots of her talking shit. When I told her I knew everything, she started crying, saying she was just toxic. She simply got away with everything because I felt so bad to break up our friendship over some crushes of mine, so I forgave her. Error number one. You can't forgive someone for being a bad person. If they do one bad thing, sure, but if they're a bad person, that is habitual and that will not change. Last year, her ex came clean, telling her he liked me after she insisted on us being together. She blocked me without hearing I rejected him and called me unloyal, but got back with him and forgave him. I can't help it. I just wish the worst for her. So it sounds like this listener is no longer friends with her, but let's look at the red flags. Number one, if you have a friend that's always liking the same guys as, that is somebody who is secretly competing with you, who is secretly envious, who is secretly jealous, and you need to cut that person off from your life. People have similar types, but girl code exists. For example, sometimes when me and my friend go to parties, we might like the same type of guys. One guy approaches us, we'll let the other girl know, because me personally, I don't like sharing boys. Some girls don't have an issue with it. Honestly, it depends on the friendship, but in this case, she was going after guys you were not okay with sharing. Also, I think it was so strange that she insisted that you get with her ex. And girls, if you have a friend that is always pushing you to talk to certain guys, be really careful, because a lot of the times it's because they have some kind of history and they want you to entertain him so they have the chance to pull him away from you. This girl is putting herself in situations where she is your competition so she could win. It's really funny that she called you unloyal because her ex liked you, and the fact that she went back to him shows that she is just somebody that prioritizes men over her own mental health. And those are the type of girls you should be worried about. Me personally, I don't like being friends with women who are boy crazy. Now, let me make it very clear. That does not mean I'm not friends with girls who really like going out and dating. No. I'm simply saying if you choose men over your mental health, over your friends, then you are not going to be around me. Don't trust a girl who's always talking about boys, because she will choose a boy every time over her friend, over her mental health. And that's just so embarrassing. Clearly, this girl has a problem with male validation, because all the issues that you mentioned were centered around men. It's never that deep. Y'all need to be okay with sharing the attention. Girls like that are so weird. Like, you need to be able to stand up. I love a girl that's like independent and walk them like a dog, but clearly she's the one getting walked. So yikes. I'm glad that friendship is over, but here's my advice for you so this doesn't happen again. When you're meeting new girls, if you want to find out the type of friend they'll be very watchful of their conversations. Do they act differently when they're around guys? Do they say some pick me stuff? Are they putting you down? Are they one-upping you? Are they always in boy drama? Do they go back to their toxic ex? Those type of girls tend to lack a lot of self-respect and have male validation problems. And even though you might be a girl who doesn't care about men, as soon as men give you attention, she will start seeing you as an enemy. And this is exactly why this girl was always in competition with you. Anyways, drop them and learn to walk away from people. That journey looks different for everyone. Next, this one is about dying friendships. My friendship with this person right now, that truly irritates me. Sometimes she would ignore me when I'm talking. She would walk away, talk to another friend. Number two, she would pretend to forget about the money she borrowed from me. Number three, this is my personal feeling, but she's not putting the same energy and effort I put into the friendship. Not inviting me to trips, getting the day we planned out, hanging out, ditching a plan. I get really tired around her sometimes. What do you think makes a strong, good adult friendship? I think this person's a little delulu, because girl, she clearly does not want to be your friend and you're just not taking the hint. But here are some signs that somebody doesn't want to be your friend. Number one, ignoring your texts, ignoring your calls. Number two, not inviting you to things. And number three, if the only time they talk to you is for favors, yeah, girl, run. My advice for you is to slowly ghost this person, and here is why. Some people think ghosting is a bad thing, but honestly, it really depends on the situation. In this case, if you were to cut her off, maybe she wouldn't care, but there are some people who make a big deal and they start drama out of nowhere. And if you want to save yourself the headache, I would just dish out the same energy. If she's ignoring you, then you ignore her. when it comes to borrowing money, don't let people borrow money that you aren't okay with never seeing back. And I personally have let one person borrow money and they never sent it back. And it was fine because it wasn't a large amount. But I've definitely been in situations where I've had to borrow money. But the only people that I borrowed money from was my brother and my father. And that's because I have a long-lasting relationship with them and they trust me. But I personally just wouldn't ask my friends for money unless they would offer it. But moving forward, don't let people borrow money. Just pretend you don't have it. If you're doing well financially, keep that to yourself. That should always be a rule. And just let them know, hey, sorry, I'm not really in a space to let you borrow money, even if it's just a small amount. Or just be like, actually, I'm not really comfortable letting anyone borrow money right now. And learn to say no, because some people are users. And this girl definitely got what she wanted out of you. So I think this is a very one-sided relationship. I just think you were unaware that this is not really a dying friendship. This girl just doesn't want to be your friend anymore. And what I would do is walk away from that. When you mentioned she's not inviting me, she simply doesn't want you there. Never go for a pity invite. Never ask to be invited unless you're going to bring someone else with you that's going to keep you company. Because trust me, you don't want to be in a place where you're not wanted. As simple as that. When it comes to friendships where you feel like your energy is not reciprocated, it is always good to communicate that. But in this case, this girl simply doesn't want to be friends with you. Save yourself the time and slowly ghost this girl. What do you think makes a strong, good adult friendship? Communication, being honest about how you feel, setting healthy boundaries. So if you have boundaries such as, hey, I don't want you to talk to the same guys, or hey, I don't like when you make mean comments about me in front of other people, or hey, honestly, I love hanging out with you, but right now I can't keep going to restaurants. Do you just want to come over? Do you want to watch a movie? You know what I mean? Just being completely honest with where you are in life and what you can offer. Hey, I'm really busy right now, but I still miss you. Do you want to go study at the library? Communication and boundaries is what makes a strong friendship. And as long as you communicate your needs and that person shows that they care about you by communicating back and respecting your boundaries, that friendship is going to last for a really long time. And I'm so blessed to have find my current friend group that I've been friends with for years, where I've never dealt with this weird shit. I never dealt with a close friend of mine talking shit. I've never dealt with a close friend of mine talking to a guy that I liked, because I stumbled across these amazing girls. So we have another boyfriend question. Oh my gosh, you girls need to stand up. Okay. This listener wrote, so me and my boyfriend have been together for almost 2 years, and I don't think I want to be with him anymore. Great breakup. When we first got together, it was a little rocky, and I didn't like the way he would handle things or act as a boyfriend. He didn't get me anything for my birthday or Valentine's Day, yikes, because he claimed he didn't think we were going to be serious and last. I'm not materialistic, but it would have felt good to get something. I also rarely ask him for anything throughout the relationship. I would get my own nails and hair done, and I would really just take care of myself. I'm in college, and he's not, so we're about an hour away from each other. When the semester first started, he lost his job and things between us wasn't the same. We would go hours without talking to each other, and when we did, it was really dry. I told him how I felt, and he said he knew something was wrong, but he didn't know, so he had been acting cold towards me, because I had been acting cold. I've heard this story like a million times. Obviously, you guys should break up. He was never a good boyfriend to begin with, so I don't know why you're staying with somebody who can't even do the bare minimum. The thing about him not buying you stuff because he didn't know if things were going to be serious, I've had guys buy me stuff on the first and second date, and obviously this is not to sound cocky or rude, because I'm saying this from a perspective of, I believe you can get this type of princess treatment too, but you're never going to have a great healthy relationship from somebody who doesn't want it. You're gonna have to leave the bad options behind and go search for new options. You're in college, you are a beautiful girl, you're going to have options, okay? Now moving forward, I don't want you to settle for less. It is totally normal to want a Valentine's Day gift. It is totally normal to want a birthday gift. I don't think it makes you materialistic. I've had this conversation a million times because people are like, well, what if I don't have money? If you don't have money, then you sure have time and you sure have effort, okay? I learned how to crochet, know how to make the little plant hangers. You can 100% make a handmade gift for somebody. My friend, she finger crocheted a little blanket for me, and it was like the cutest thing ever. I still have it to this day, and I absolutely love it. And that's just to show that if somebody wanted to, they definitely would. In this case, you already communicated your needs, okay? I will always tell you guys, communicate first, because some guys generally do not know how to treat a woman, like they weren't raised that way. But in this case, you only have one option. You have to communicate your needs, which you already did. You are upset that he didn't give you anything. You feel like he's acting cold. He is not doing anything to save the relationship. You now have to build the strength to walk away. And know that the next time you get in a relationship, it's gonna be so much better. So this listener write-in is about judgment and loneliness. And they basically state, "Girl, I feel like I've grown up with you through the internet. I'm pretty optimistic, always looking for a good time, very keen on keeping good people around or people who have the same morals as me. I hate being friends with cheaters, can't do it, hate destructive people, fake people. So because of this, how do I cope with feeling alone? And sometimes I feel like I'm not meant to be around people. I feel judgy." And I admit it, I do judge, but not really. My judginess and feelings of loneliness are definitely very much connected, but I guess should I keep it up because it protects me from bad people with bad morals or give these people a chance? And in the end, I would never let people and their way of life change my mind, but I also kind of feel contaminated. Also, sometimes I feel like I'm on a high horse. I don't necessarily think I'm better than anyone, but there are times where I do feel like I'm more woke than a lot of people, and I'm just like, what are you doing with your life? But that's so condescending. I guess the real question is, how do I deal with my two very different personalities? There's a rational me and there's an unhinged me. Rational me is my actions and unhinged me is the thoughts. Is that relatable or do I just have an underlying personality disorder? Well, girl, I definitely think this is so relatable, especially with me, because I am somebody who strives to meet people with similar morals. And I wouldn't necessarily say that these are like split personality. It just means I wouldn't necessarily say that this is like split personality. Humans are very complex. You're going to have conflicting feelings. Sometimes I feel for both sides of the argument. So the question is, should I keep my standards high so I protect myself from bad people, but then I end up feeling lonely? Or should I just give these people a chance? I could do both. Complex questions have complex solutions. So what I like to personally do is that for my inner circle, the standards are going to be super high. You have to have the same morals as me. Politics is something that I really care about. I don't think there's such a thing as like being too woke. What I like to do is an inner circle and an outer circle. And a lot of people actually have this. Having high standards protects you, which is why I don't think you should throw them away. I've heard scary stories where people have gone through terrible things because they were friends with the wrong kind of people. At the end of the day, who you're around with really truly does matter. I had this same situation when my friends were in college and I was taking a gap year. I'm like, man, I have no friends. Like, I have them, but they're just so far away. They're all so busy. I'm just at home. Let me try to meet some people through Instagram. And I ended up attracting people who didn't have their best intentions. And some of these girls made me feel like they were only friends with me for social media. But I was so lonely and desperate for friends that I let bad people into my life. Now, they're no longer in my life because me and my friends have been hanging out way more often. But if I ever come to that period again, the strategy I'm gonna use is it's okay to have party and clubbing friends. It definitely is, but keep yourself at a distance. Don't reveal too much information about you. At the end of the day, because they're not the greatest people, you have to secure yourself. So don't drink too much, don't do anything that somebody else will need to take care of you because you can't rely on bad people to do good things. It's as simple as that. If you feel like you're going through a really tough emotional time and you need emotional support, don't talk to the party friends, ignore them. Go to a therapist, read, journal, handle that shit on your own because sometimes these people will make it so much worse. But like I said, keep your information private. Do not rely on them for security. Do not trust them. Don't do favors for these people because it definitely will not be reciprocated. And also, don't lose hope. There is good people everywhere and keep searching. Also, I saw this video recently on TikTok and they were like, oh my God, being on Bumble BFF is so cringy. But it's like, no, just do it. get on Bumble BFF, make your bio all your non-negotiables. Be like, hey, I really care about social issues, or communication and friendships is so important to me, or I really like to do X, Y, and Z, and try to find people that fit that caliber. You mentioned that you know how to be alone in a sense where, like, you do self-care, but you could also have entertaining days by yourself. Being alone doesn't just mean going to a library and reading a book or getting coffee. You could also, like, do fun activities by yourself. I've been crocheting recently. I love to go to restaurants by myself. Go to the movies by yourself. Also, online friends is also a great option. We'd just be yapping about our days, playing little iMessage games. You can watch movies together on the computer. There's, like, certain apps that let you do that. So be open to online friends. It's not cringy to want to find good people around you. And if you're going to mess with the snakes, do it from a distance. Judginess and loneliness definitely are together. I feel like when people say judginess, they think of it in a negative sense. But I definitely do judge people. I won't judge people by their outfits or their money or their status. I will judge people by their morals. If you're talking bad about your friend, I'm going to judge you for it. And I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. If you say something offensive, I'm going to start to distance myself because I don't want to be surrounded by you. And sometimes when you cold cut these people off, right? So let's say you find out a girl is really fake and you cut her off. They're the type of people who will start drama. And that could worsen your life. If you're going through a stressful time, you're going to try to avoid drama as much as you want. So, you know, with these type of messy people, you just got to slowly ghost them. Or make yourself appear more boring. There are some people where you could tell them straight up, like, I don't want to be your friend, and they'll be fine. But these type of the bad people you're referencing, they love the drama. So I would just slowly distance myself. But, like, hell yeah, I definitely judge. If you're being a bad person or you're doing stuff, when I see people with their little Starbucks cup at school, I be judging. It's okay to have morals. It's okay to be woke. It's okay to want to have high standards for people because you want high quality people in your life, and maybe that might be lonely, but it will only be lonely for a bit. Have faith in meeting the right people, and if you can't find people who are all the way there, just know that there are people out there that are willing to learn. I've always said I don't have any male friends, but I'm definitely changing my opinion on that. I'm more open to that. And there's this guy I met, and he's not really into politics as much as I am. Me and him were having this conversation, and his views were very aligned with mine. And I just started putting him on all this political stuff. And it's cool. A lot of people are open to learning. I'm not saying it in a way where you should go seek out people to change, but find somebody with an open mind. And if you feel like you agree on most things, there'll definitely be somebody who would be open into entering those spaces 100%. So as long as you find people that are open-minded as well, they could definitely develop into people who have the same standards or have the same quality as you. I always say toxicity is contagious. If you want to move up in life, you're going to need to move up with other people. You want people to elevate your life. You want to find people who bring value in your life, not people who decrease it and put you in dangerous situations or in messy situations. If you befriend bad people, you're going to be in drama even if you don't want to be. You'll just be getting dragged up in there for no reason. I don't even know this girl. Why am I getting dragged into this? But to answer your question, have two outer circles. It will be a lot of rules for you to follow so you don't get dragged into messiness or into dangerous situations, but it will resolve the loneliness issues for a bit. This listener wrote in, am I in the wrong? My girlfriend's ex keeps stalking me, saying that it's not weird that she's stalking, but to me that's pretty weird. Thing to do if you say you're over us. I posted the screenshots of her stalking me on my personal close friend's stories, but somehow she found out about it. There's some rats, girl. There's been a lot of snitching on close friends. I don't have a close friend story, but y'all need to realize that if you're uploading it on the internet, you gotta be okay with everybody seeing it, because you can't trust people no more. It's too easy to screenshot nowadays. She found out about it and tried confronting me about me posting her. Why is she confronting you? Why did she confront you? She's the one stalking, girl. And when I asked why she was stalking me, she said she was stalking out of motivation. Do you know what that could mean? I'm not gonna lie, that sounds scary. What you mean motivation? My girlfriend's ex. Well, maybe you look good, but that's so weird. She's stalking out of motivation? What does that mean? Does she want to look like you or something? I would say if it's on Instagram, if you block them and they make other accounts, they can't stalk you. So they would have to use an Instagram profile viewer, which she could use. But if that's the issue, just go private. I also would try to check if any people in your close friends are mutuals with her because you might find the rat. But I'm gonna be real, y'all. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I've done that. I've definitely, when I'm talking to somebody new and I figure out who their ex is, I'd be checking on their page all the time. I want to see what they look like. That I don't think it's that weird. I think the fact that she wanted to confront you about posting about it is so weird because it's like, if you don't want to be posted, girl, don't be in my story views. You're embarrassing yourself. Because you guys have kind of had contact, now it's turning into some weird drama that you really don't need. Just block the girl. I'm telling you guys, some people are not worth the effort. The last one is also about dating. This listener wrote in, "Hi, so I like this boy from work. He's literally perfect. He's tall, nerdy, older, and just simply perfect. The problem is I don't like him." Girl, you just said you liked him. "I do like him, but I kissed him yesterday and he wants me to meet his mom already. And I'm not very sure if I really like him because there's this other boy. He's just insanely cute and hot and we have amazing chemistry. And we've kissed multiple times and everything, but he's mean when there's people around. He won't even talk to me. And when we're alone, it's like he's another person. I know that the choice is clear, but I can't stop thinking about boy number two. What should I do?" If you can't choose between two people, I think you should drop them both. I'm sorry, but it's true. I've definitely been in this situation where, like, boy number one, super sweet, love him. He's my twin. But, like, the sexual chemistry, like, but, like, the chemistry just, like, wasn't there. Whereas, like, with boy number two, the chemistry was there, but he just wasn't putting as much effort. He wasn't, like, mean to me or anything like that. Still a total gentleman. It's just that, like, boy number one would get me a lot more things, and we had a lot more similar interests and values than boy number two. And I ended up dropping them both. It's interesting because you feel like, I know that the choice is clear, but I can't stop thinking about boy number two. The choice is not clear, babes. You don't have to choose a guy just because he's nice to you. There's guys out there who you will have insane chemistry with and is also putting in effort. There is people who do both. Don't settle for the guy who is nice because if that chemistry is not reciprocated, you're gonna end up hurting him. Why would he wanna end up hurting a really nice guy? Save him his time, be straight up with him, and be like, "Hey, I'm talking." First of all, if you're talking to multiple people, that's fine, but you need to be honest about it. "I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to scold you a little bit. You have to be honest about it." When I was dating multiple people, I was like straight up like, "Yeah, I am talking to other people. I'm not gonna lie to somebody. That's just weird. Don't lie to a guy that's super nice to you." The first one, you already kissed him, right? So you've already tried some type of intimacy and you didn't, it seems like you didn't feel anything, and that's fine. That is fine. Tell him, "Hey, I think you're super nice and I appreciate all the effort you're putting into me, but I just don't feel the chemistry between us. And you asking me to meet your mom is moving a little bit too fast for the pace I'd be comfortable with." Whether or not you like him, and you need to be honest with yourself. Do you like him or do you like the way he likes you? Genuine question, because I'm not gonna keep a guy around just because he treats me well. I'm not gonna be wasting his time. And sometimes it does take you multiple dates to figure that out, and that's fine. Just be honest with him. Just be like, "Hey, I really like you. I'm not feeling the chemistry that much though. Like, I need more time. I think we're moving too fast. Are you open to giving this a few more tries until I can give you my answer?" The second guy looks like you're just like this little secret, and he's a huge red flag, but just to give him the benefit of the doubt, because this is a podcast, we do both. We assume the best and we also assume the worst. If we're assuming the worst, he's probably with somebody else as well, girl. He playing you. If we're assuming the best, he's just embarrassed or maybe he's not ready to make things public. So communicate that. "Hey, I feel like when we're around people in public, you're not very affectionate or you're kind of mean. Why is that?" You will get an answer. And then you will say, "I don't like that you're mean. Can you start being nice to me? Or would you be open about like being affectionate in public?" If you don't get what you want out of him, then you gotta drop him too. I'm sorry. I need anyone that's watching this. Somebody being nice to you is not enough. It's not, okay? And somebody being attractive is also not enough. I've been in both situations where there's like sane chemistry and they're just so attractive, but the personality isn't there, the humor isn't there. And then there's people who I'm like, "Oh my God, this is the male version of me." But there's just like really little physical chemistry, and you just need to know that there is somebody that will give you both. And if you're not ready to let go, the most righteous way to go about this is to be honest with both of them. Tell both of them, hey, I'm talking to somebody else, and tell him, hey, I just need to be honest. I'm going on dates with this other guy, and I just want to let you know. You have to be honest, girl, because if one of them catches feelings or one of them thinks it's more serious than it is, it's going to make you look really bad. My answer is to drop them both. Just know that there's people out there who are attractive and will treat you right. People think it's either or. I hate when people ask, personality or looks? Girl, both. I can't cuddle up with somebody I don't find attractive. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. And I'm not just going to let someone treat me like trash because they're pretty to look at. Like the guy that I'm telling you that I had really great chemistry with, he was really attractive. He treated me well, but not as well in the sense where I wanted a little bit more. You know what I mean? He took me out on dates. He complimented me a lot. He even offered to buy me clothes. I feel like he wasn't completely moved on from his past relationship. We were both relationship oriented, but the things we wanted out of a relationship looked different. So we know at the end we couldn't choose each other. Anyways, I have a lot more DMs, so I'm definitely going to make another episode. But I just want to say thank you so much for watching. If you want advice, please DM me at Normalized Podcast on Instagram. And follow my TikTok because I'm going to be posting clips. Let me know if you guys like this setup. I do want to say, for people who are going to be writing in after this episode, please include your gender and your age. I think that it gives me a better idea of where you are in life, because I've had people as young as 16 write in, and then there's people who are even older than me, and that matters a lot when it comes to the relationships you're talking about or your friendships. There's different levels of maturity to be explored. Well, thank you for watching, and stay tuned because I'm going to be making blogs and funny videos. So check out my YouTube channel at Brianna Thinks. Goodbye.